Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley, this week featuring another newly released CD. Actually, it's a double CD release, and I've also been involved with its production as editing and mastering engineer. Bill Cole in San Francisco has acquired a huge library of previously unheard George Wright recordings, but only some of which are of sufficient quality for commercial release on the Bando label. In 1980, George played an unusual concert on the Wurlitzer in the home of Ronald Wehmeyer in Cincinnati, Ohio, which has just been issued in its entirety on two CDs. Here's that concert's opener, Lullaby of Broadway. Al Dubin and Harry Warren's Lullaby of Broadway, complete with George Wright's remarks. He rarely played any home installations, and even more unusually, most of the selections were on-the-spot requests from the small and intimate audience. It's a rare opportunity to hear Mr. Wright in a very relaxed setting, chatting with his audience as each makes their request.
This is called Mi Música es para ti, in my poor Spanish, and I think it means... unliterally translated, it means my music is only for you.
Thank you.
Mi musica es para ti. My music is for you. George Wright and the Weimar Residents Wurlitzer. The concert was never intended for release, so the microphones were set up to record the music well, leaving the speech levels to record as they may, giving quite a challenge to make them audible on CD playback without big changes in background noise. All in a day's work. George closed his concert with music that was written in 1918 and became the state song of Ohio in 1969. Beautiful Ohio. Beautiful Ohio, from the latest Banda release, by request only, a 2-CD set of George Wright in concert on the Wurlitzer in the Weimar residence. There are 31 tracks of music, complete with audience comments and George's introductions, and it's available now by mail order in the USA and will shortly be available in the UK from the Cinema Organ Society. Whenever ragtime is played on theatre pipes, it's usually one of Scott Joplin's well-known rags, such as the Entertainer or Maple Leaf Rag. But going through my library recently to update composer credits, I came across this delightful piece, Heliotrope Bouquet, composed by Joplin in conjunction with Louis Chauvin in 1907. It features Nocky Parker and/or Robbie Rhodes on piano, the liner notes aren't specific, and Bill Kaufman playing the Wurlitzer in the Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo, California. I'm Beginning to See the Light, played in concert by a newcomer to these shows, Gary Phillips, on the Wurlitzer in the Providence Performing Arts Centre, Rhode Island, and is dedicated to Gary, whose partner Tim recently and very suddenly died from pneumonia. The centre was formerly the over 3,000-seat Lowe's Theatre, which opened in 1928, and starting in 1999, it was remodelled and restored to much of its original opulence. In 1990, the late Lowell Ayres was invited to play at the 20th anniversary All-Star Show in the Town Hall of Ossett in Yorkshire, which was celebrating the installation of the Compton Christie hybrid organ, which was started in 1964 and opened in 1970. That was also the start of the Northern Theatre Organ Trust, or NTOT, under the leadership of Frank Hare. This is Lowell with the Rodgers and Hammerstein number from the 1945 film State Fair. It might as well be spring. It might as well be spring, rather fitting, as the weather continues to improve with the onset of the season, Lowell Ayres and the Ossett Compton Christie. Clark Wilson is not only a performer, but also a much respected and sought-after organ technician based in Ohio. Currently, Clark only accompanies silent films on organ, but back when this in-concert track of The Emperor Waltz was taped, he was a fully-fledged concert artist, also in high demand. The organ is the Kimball in the Oriental Theatre, Milwaukee, sadly now removed, awaiting a new home. Thank you. I've just time for one last short track today, and I've chosen a 1961 recording by Gus Farney on the Wurlitzer and the Organ Loft, Salt Lake City, released on a Warner Brothers LP, one of three featuring Gus. And it's another rag, this time from 1910, Dill Pickles. Dill Pickles, a rag by Charles E. Johnson, played by Gus Farney, closes today's show. As always, it's been fun, and I'll be back with more Theatre Pipe entertainment at the same time next week. Until then, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.